Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy, it's Creekside with Don and Jan, and I'm Don.
And I'm Jan. And this is a very special episode. It is our 350th episode.
35. Can you imagine doing this 350 weeks?
I can not only imagine it, I've been there when we did it. So, yes, Don.
350 weeks.
Uh-huh. Never missing a week. Couple days we were late. Couple days we fudged a little things as far as time. But generally, we're here Sunday night.
350 times.
Absolutely. And today is October 13th. And to have a special episode, we needed special guests. And so we have Richard and Linda Barth with us. Welcome, guys.
Hey. Well, hello.
Thank you.
And Linda reaches in and says, thank you. And thank you guys for coming. Sometimes on our big episodes, we've had lots of people. Sometimes we've asked people to come send their well wishes or just memories of their episodes that they joined us on. And this time we decided to just, I won't say go small because we're with two of our biggest supporters. So we're going
keep it
big.
Simple.
Keeping it big and simple in a different way.
You
how's
betcha.
That?
And okay. Well, whenever you've got a 100 and you support the farmhands 110%. You support us 100%.
110. We're right there too.
And he said we were 210 support. He was. That's no wonder he was so tired. He was supporting 210% of the time.
220% of the time.
I live more than a double life.
Oh my. Okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Okay. Well, we're going to
10%.
There you go.
I stand 10% corrected.
Corrected. That's, and maybe we'll have to correct you 100% before the show's over.
I'm certain of it.
Time will tell. But anyway.
Maybe the Advil will kick in. Oh, man. I've got something going on in my back. And so if you hear me, that's...
You've turned wrong, huh?
I've turned wrong, or I blinked.
Yeah,
because that's all it takes.
That's not good, Don.
Dana Carvey's skit is coming to mind, you know, what'd you do? Well, I've reached for the phone.
Right. He did an HBO special when he turned 50, and he said he could hurt himself just getting out of bed or answering the telephone. So we can kind of relate now as we're way past 50,
oh,
the two of us. We've got younger sorts among us, Don.
I know.
Yes.
Young scallywags.
Scallywags.
Just a kid.
Just a kid. Well, one of the reasons we wanted to have you guys on, besides the fact that you are 110% behind us in almost everything we've ever done, and we so appreciate it, you've been guests on the show many times, some planned, some unplanned. I even noticed you called yourself a crasher on one of our episodes. Do you remember that, Richard?
That was last year. Me and Brett Casto come on down here, and we were just going to sit outside and make faces at you while you were on, you know.
And that's when we said, come on inside, bring the beer with you. When you
Well,
it was warmer weather, too.
Warmer weather, but yeah, that was really fun.
And that's when our podcast was up in front of the window at our what is now Creekside Community Brew, our coffee house, but with them, Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. And so we had you guys in, and we chit-chatted very easily, as we always do.
Yeah, we'd have to come inside and laugh at you now.
Yeah, because we've moved the podcast back into the main office room to give more space out there. When we recently had our autumn dinner, we knew that we were going to need more space in that room, and that worked out really well.
Maybe we can get Linda and he to carry the table back out. We go back out there.
I don't want the table back out there.
Oh, well, see, I was wrong.
Yeah, we're working down that 100%, Don, of corrections. So anyway, let's find out a little bit about you guys. for our listeners who may have missed some of the umpteenth shows you were on. Tell us where you're from and how you came to know about Creekside and what you do and all kinds of goodies.
Well, this almost sounds like the first one we did 5 years ago, back on episode 89 on October 14th, 2014.
He's got them chronicled in his
But book. Isn't that cool? 5 years ago, almost to the day.
Well, I said, now, if you add in the leap year, it is to the day.
It is to the day, if you add in the leap years.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So for all those people that now you know what we've got people running to do, they're going back on owlcreekradio.podomatic.com, and they're trying to find the episode 5 years ago.
89.
You don't have to look, folks. It's 89. Richard and Linda were there. Both of you on 89.
Right.
And then go ahead.
I hardly got to talk. Linda didn't have nothing to say, and she talked for an hour and a half.
And then you guys have been on again, though, haven't you? Both
I
together.
I think back in on 2017, I think, in June, we did a show. And then, of course, there was all these special ones with the 100th, 150, 200, 250, 300, 350, you know.
He said all the milestones.
All the milestones. We try to make it for the milestones. And
the question is, you make it for the milestones, but do you make it the milestone?
I could. You
know. Just your presence makes it special.
Yeah, it makes it special.
It does.
So we enjoy it. We enjoy listening. It's kind of like a cap off of your weekend before you start that week of anxiety and depression called work.
And then you look forward to the next Sunday night when you can join us at the creek.
I always say it's that last little oasis before Monday morning.
And that's so neat that you guys think of it that way. Another thing that's so nice is you share the link to our podcast on Facebook, which means a whole different group of people are aware of it and can tune in by just clicking that link, and we appreciate that.
Well, we try to get it out to most people, but you know the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't look in its mouth.
That's the old saying.
At least while it's drinking. Not unless you got a camera down there.
Well, it's just like trying to get as wide of audience as we can for the episodes. And, you know, I think if people would actually tune in and listen, they'll find it quite entertaining, informative, and maybe they might be more apt to pick up a Owl Creek Gazette, more apt to maybe find out what this community is all about.
Like, where else would they learn that tonight and tomorrow is a full hunter's moon coming up?
It's coming tonight. Up.
And what is a hunter's moon? We actually went and researched it.
And go ahead, Don. Tell the folks.
Since the fields are cleared of the crops, because it's harvest moon has happened, now the little deers are out there getting their fill, getting their bellies filled, they're getting fat. And now's the time to hunt for them, according to the Farmer's Almanac.
So this is a good time to hunt under the hunter's moon. I think, though, they should probably do that in the daylight, don't you?
I think probably so. Otherwise, you're liable to shoot your farmhouse.
But I think the point of it was, and I know we did a screeching halt. We were talking to the Barths right into the hunter's moon.
I was trying to be educational, as you said.
Okay, excuse me. We like that. Educational is how we roll sometimes. But, yes, the hunter's moon is tonight and goes into tomorrow.
Yeah, so there you go. That's our tidbit for the week. That's all I got. I got to start breathing now.
Okay. Oh.
Go back to browsing Facebook.
But wait, there's more. The Barths are here. So anyway, we learned that you're big fans of us. You're a big fan of the farmhands. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the farmhands? Because our listeners know about us.
Well, the farmhands are the number one bluegrass band in America. They've won all sorts of awards, Album of the Year, Dobro Play of the Year, Song of the Year, Gospel Band of the Year, and they are going to be in concert next Saturday night at Westgate Baptist Church in Trenton, Illinois. That's 843 West Broadway in Trenton at 7 p.m., a free concert with the farmhands. And this is something I wouldn't want to miss. If I was having surgery, I'd put it off.
So this is an unpaid endorsement for you, right?
Unpaid endorsement. Like I said, I just really, really believe in these guys, and they're almost like family to me. And they got a new album out called Memories of Home, a new CD, and it is so good you'll never want to get out your car. I believe me. it's happened to me. I'm pulling right in, a song comes, I better take another lap around town before it get over with. But they're going to be in the area next weekend, and come out and see them. It's going to be a really enjoyable evening. They're wonderful musicians, wonderful people, and just great entertainers. And I'm looking forward to it. It's probably the event of the fall for me. So
cool.
Second only to the Owl Creek Gazette Autumn Dinner.
Well, that's yeah.
Just saying.
Autumn dinner does leave you with a glow for about a week. It really is. It's an exciting time. Fall is an exciting time when we have the autumn dinner, and then when you have the farm hands, all that the same month. Whew.
Life is good. Well, I know you kind of became aware of us through my brother Jeff Jones, who owns the Sunshine House Health Food Store, and you'd been a customer of his for years before we came onto your scene at all. And
right. Yeah, I met Jeff, I think, probably in the late 80s, and when I was working up in the Ramsey, Vandalia area for the bank up there, and then I knew him. And then when that job ended, I guess I kind of lost a little bit of track because I was never back in the area, but then we started going back up there again. Me and Linda got married because I told her about Sunshine House, and she was always, we were both always interested in, you know, natural ways of living and supplements and things like that. And I was able then to get Linda introduced to Jeff, and we try to come up there all of our vacations and make that part of the Owl Creek Gazette tour, go see Jeff and the gang up there in Vandalia.
Well, and I think you were the one that named it the Owl Creek Gazette tour, Linda do on your vacation. And now that's changed because, unfortunately, Jeff has picked his vacation the same time you've picked yours, so you can't visit him there. He'll be close to the Sunshine House this week.
Right. That happens once in a while.
Once in a while, yeah.
Just I can't coordinate it. But
he didn't look to see if it was a farmer's moon.
No.
The hunter's moon.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'm sure he deserves his vacation, we look forward and deserve ours. So it's, you know, good time to just get yourself back together and rested and ready to go back at it.
Well, can we look at this 350th episode, not just a milestone for Creekside with Don and Jan, but the kickoff of your vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
Well, it's kicked off for Linda. I kicked off a couple days ago, but Linda's kicking off with me this week.
Okay, so it's both of you this week. Starting today, you're both officially free of work for a while.
Well, I've got some Indian ancestry in me, so it might be, you know, Custard's last stand. I don't know.
We'll have you back on or not, depending on what happens.
Is that Custer's last stand or Custard's last stand?
I thought it was Custard, wasn't it?
No more Custard for you?
No more Custard for me.
Okay.
Well, see, that's part of the reason. I don't know what all's in Custard, but if keto friendly is the way Linda's going, I guess maybe you could do Custard. Sugar, though, no. Isn't sugar bad for keto?
Generally, but there are a lot of recipes that are available using some alternatives, so that's worth looking into.
Yeah, that's right, because you can manipulate old recipes, just like we used to do when we take a family heirloom recipe, and we were all trying to avoid sugar when we owned our natural food store, and so you look at that and think, okay, we can do maple syrup, or we can do now
stevia.
There's all kinds of options like that, and it depends on which diet you're working on, because that might not work for keto, but anyway, Custard is probably not on the agenda this week. So that's how you got to know us. And I'm wondering how you got to know the farmhands, since these are the two 110% things in your life, besides your lovely wife sitting there by you, Richard.
Well, the farmhands actually played it at our church at Westgate back in 2012. Was my first exposure to them. And I started becoming friends with Tim Graves, the Dobro player, over Facebook and stuff. And I was able to get him to come back to Westgate. I worked both ends. I told him, you know, I'm going to keep my membership right here unless you get the farmhands back. I actually started talking to him face to face, and it was almost like somebody I went to high school with. We hit it off, and I decided that, you know, I was looking for somebody to follow, and I decided to follow them. And anytime they're within 100 miles of my zip code, I try to go see them. We just developed a friendship from there on, and they're just wonderful people, and I can't say enough good about them, really. I'm just glad to be a fan. I'm proud of it. really like, I just, like I said, I'm really enthusiastic about this group, and I'm hoping that enthusiasm will catch fire with other people and help them with the success of their group.
Well, they've changed now, haven't they? They started out as how many folks in the group, and they've kind of grown and evolved recently?
Well, they had a member depart, and so they bass player and the singer departed, so they picked up Benny Bowling, who's playing bass, and he used to be with the Farmhands previously as a banjo player, and he's come back. And they got Kimberly Bibb on fiddle, who's just an excellent fiddle player. He's been on their last four albums and just an excellent musician. And so I think they've added some extra dimensions to their group that they didn't have before. And as Tim told me, he said they're sounding better than ever. So I'm really looking forward. I'm really excited about this new formation and the group. And
so this will be the first time you guys have seen them with this
group.
New group. Yeah.
With the two new members, it'll be the first time. So we're really, really looking forward to that. Like I said, I'm looking forward to their continued success. And if I can be anything I can do to help them, anything I can do to promote them or to get people to go out and see them, I'm willing to do that. So.
Heck, I bet you even share some of their links on your Facebook page too.
Oh, song of the day every day. I'm just
song of the day
every time. I try. You know, I mean, you know, we have so many friends on Facebook. You know, I think they're in Pennsylvania this weekend, but I don't know. Some of my friends might be over in that area. They might want to go see them. And there you go. You have to advertise.
That's right. And you even advertised them in the Owl Creek Gazette. So our readers got to know about them as well as our listeners.
Well,
here tonight.
I was actually quoted in a Bluegrass Magazine article on them too. So they took a quote of mine and put it in their article. And
oh, that's fun too. I remember seeing that.
I just really enjoy the farmhands. It's like your favorite cousins come to visit you.
And oh, that's
we've all
neat.
Had favorite cousins, I think.
Uh-huh, absolutely. So, Linda, do you enjoy them as much? Do you join Richard in the concerts?
Yes, I attend as well. I always enjoy the concerts, and as Richard said, they are very nice people and know us by name, and it's always a pleasure to speak with them.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it, when they can greet you, you know, like you said, by name. Takes on a whole different level of friendship mm-hmm. and familiarity. Mm-hmm. That's a word for you,
familiarity.
A lot of syllables in that word.
Well, a lot of times, like, if I'm there by myself, they ask, well, where's Linda at? Where's Linda at? I say, well, she's working, you know. I said, well, you got to get her a new schedule. And I thought, well, okay, I think she likes your schedule, but... But she makes it when she can.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. So, as long as we're mentioning special people, you've got somebody to mention that has a birthday today.
Today is my mother, Joyce Barr's 81st birthday.
Happy birthday, Joyce.
So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
That's neat. 81 years, huh?
Yes.
And I think your folks are active and going, aren't they?
Pretty much, yes. They mm-hmm. try to keep an active lifestyle and... You know, do what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're up in Wisconsin right now, so up at their cabin. So
they're up in their cabin, you said?
Yes, up in the cottage.
I thought maybe they were making cheese or something.
Well, they might be buying cheese, but I don't know if they're making it. But.
Speaking of making cheese, I saw Mark Gasser and Debbie are down in Carlisle.
Down Haslett, yeah.
And so they've been camping, and that's when he really has time to enjoy all the food prep that he loves to do. He's cooked for us mm-hmm. At one of our Owl Creek Gazette events, and Debbie and he both, and, mm-hmm. and they've done campfire stew and chicken noodle soup and pies, but he was making bread and making cheese. So there's pictures of those up on Facebook, and I'm thinking, oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, and it was a rope pattern bread that he was making mm-hmm. too, and I just love that stuff. And
if you were on vacation,
if I was on vacation, I'd be making cheese too.
That's right. Well, they ask us,
my back hurts or not?
They ask us to come down and join them for a meal, and this is a crazy busy week for us, so we probably won't be able to. But I thought, wouldn't that be fun? And then I said, and then could we stay the night? And then they said, well, we've got a tent, and pretty soon it was like, you know, could we move on into the camper with you? And then I'm thinking, we're friendly folks, but
not that friendly.
You take the tent, we'll feed you the food. And that will be good. So, but this week is going to be really busy for us. Our kids are coming in from San Diego on the 13th.
16th. They're coming in Wednesday, honey.
Yeah, because if they were coming in the 13th, they'd be here for the podcast.
They'd be here now.
They're going to be here for the 16th because on the 20th, we're having our 40th wedding anniversary. And it's an open celebration. Anyone listening that wants to come join us, it's from 2 to 4 here at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House. We just want to share our day and reminisce.
You got a two-hour window of free coffee.
So we don't have to dress up like a wedding cake again for you?
No, you do not.
But I did say if you would do that, that would be priceless.
I would certainly make sure that my phone was charged so I could take pictures.
I think that'd be worth a video.
Yeah, but who wants to see a 40-year-old wedding cake?
And if you were the wedding cake, you might be a tad older.
Tad older.
Well, we were laughing about the wedding cake because when Don and I got married, that's when we owned the natural food store. And we were really into all of the, you know, everything had to be unrefined flour, unrefined sugar. And so we had a spice cake and it was a cream cheese icing. And it was really kind of interesting. It tasted wonderful. But we didn't have the traditional wedding cake. Well, Becky Tracy, who works for us, and her husband, Mike, said they would be happy to bake us a cake. And we got to laugh, and she said, I think it's going to be like the traditional wedding cake, white, and you know, have that same taste. And I said, well, it took us 40 years, but we finally got a traditional wedding cake. So that's what I think we're going to be serving up on Sunday.
Well, and speaking of, did I tell you what I found back on the back shelves? I found springform pans for making wedding cakes.
So maybe we should tell Becky we've got some pans.
Oh, I think I might have. I've done that already.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't here on Saturday, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, what else is new in your life? Anything exciting?
What do you think, Linda? Anything exciting?
I would like to announce, I've spoken on here before about my volunteering with Washington County Partners for Pets. And there is something special going on for Halloween. We haven't announced the exact date yet, but if you follow the Washington County Partners for Pets Facebook page, there's something special the Tuesday night that's closest to Halloween, and they dress up the pets in costumes.
Oh, that they're trying to give away and find homes for?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes, and you can vote
for... That's the 29th, by the way.
Yes, I'm not exactly
According
sure.
To this.
Okay. I think that's... You'll have to follow the page, but anyway, they will dress up the pets in costumes, and you can vote for your favorite pet. And there's all kinds of food and door prizes. Don't forget that. So follow the Washington County Partners for Pets page, and also follow the Washington County Illinois Animal Control page. They also have a page, and those two pages will allow you to see the pets that are available for adoption. There are many pets available for adoption.
So is this event something you can actually go to the building and see them?
Yes.
Where is that located?
Yeah, Washington County Animal Control. It's located in Nashville, Illinois, 17990 Richview Road.
It's on the north edge of town.
Yeah. So the building is Washington County Animal Control, and my group, Washington County Partners for Pets, is a group that advocates for these animals, and we help run the Facebook page and take pictures and things. And the animals are available at Washington County Animal Control, and we want to encourage a lot of people in the community to realize that this is a place where there are quality, loving pets available.
And so that evening, is there also like they'll accept donations
yes.
too? So it's not just
yes.
come and see if you can adopt, yes. but it's a way to...
Yes, it's an outreach and they will accept donations. Mm-hmm. And the donations go a long way to help with medical bills and also to transport pets to a rescue places where they might have a better chance of finding a home.
Neat.
So it all goes to...
I tried volunteering to another opportunity that we had to get a pet from, I believe it was Centralia. The last leg was to get from Centralia to Vandalia, and I volunteered to go get the pet
mm-hmm.
and wound up being usurped by someone else who had already put their name in the hat to do the, exactly the same thing. Because I knew exactly where to pick it up in Vandalia, or where to take it in Vandalia, and where to pick it up in Centralia. So what the heck? I'm out delivering magazines anyway. We'll do this. And well, I was second-handed.
But isn't it nice that there's more than one person caring enough to want to do that? Because you're always hunting for volunteers.
Yes.
So if people know that there's something out there they can do to help an animal. Yes. And we've been watching, I can't remember the name of the YouTube channel, but it's about people who go rescue animals and some of the terrible conditions they find them in. And then what they do is they bring them back to their center. And this is, I think it might even be in Canada. But, you know, your hearts go out to animals wherever they are, and you see these poor pups and kittens that they have saved. But the medical expenses, like you just mentioned, or the costs involved, it's not just someone going out picking up a pet and bring a dog and bringing him home and turning him into a pet. There's a lot of things they do. And one little pup had even had his leg cut off by someone. I mean, the pure meanness of something like that to happen, and then the pure love when you see people come in and rescue them and find them a home. So I'm sure that any of those donations to your center would be appreciated, time-wise or adoption-wise or monetary. So that's cool.
Well, let's let everybody know that they can contact their local Humane Society, number one. If you've got any kind of an inkling for having a critter in your lives, you can start right there and rescue the, you know, a dog or a cat or, you know, anything out of your local Humane Society.
Yes.
And you can start there. And pay attention to Facebook because, like you said, the Washington County Animal Control has got information. You've got your, what was the name of your organization? Washington County
Partners for Pets.
There you go.
Well, you know, speaking of pets, I want to mention something that's kind of cute. We had a girl come in the other day, and she said, "Do you do puppuccinos?" And I thought she said cappuccinos, and I said, "Sure." And then she said a few more things, and I'm like, "What I'm saying isn't making sense with what she's saying." I said, "Ask me again what you were asking for," and she said, "Puppuccinos." And it's whipped cream that you put in just a little cup, and they take it out to their pups, and they just lap it up. They love it. And so we said, "We'll put that on the menu." So we had somebody else come in and get a puppuccino. And so, but what made me think of that, besides just speaking of pets, is we had a whole bunch of people share that because it was a cute video she had done, and then I had shown a picture of the puppuccinos made alongside with their lattes. But Bond County Humane Society shared that, and they said something about puppuccinos for all, and I just thought that was really cute. They were getting into the act of that as well.
Well, Richard, it's the end of another program, a stellar program, I believe.
It'd only be the kind I'm on is a stellar one. I wouldn't be on anything that wasn't stellar.
Anywho, it is coming down to the end of the wire, and one more plug for the farmhands, if you don't mind. What is the date and time?
Okay, the farmhands are going to be at Westgate Baptist Church in Trenton, Illinois. That's 843 West Broadway at 7 p.m. next Saturday, October 19th. That is the farmhands, the number one bluegrass band in America at Trenton, Illinois, 7 p.m. Westgate Baptist Church, 843 West Broadway.
Cool.
And if we had just scheduled this a little bit differently, who knows, they could maybe be on the 400th episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. So you start to work on that right now, Richard.
Well, that would, you know, that would be a real blessing to all, I think.
We've got space right here. We can do it. We got the space. We can
set them up. So when you see them this time, set that in motion. How's that?
Well, if they can work it in their schedule, they're very accommodating. They
would have to kind of manipulate our schedule a little bit in order to accommodate, but we would.
Maybe so. So anyway, that would be fun. Anyway, thanks for joining us on 350 episodes. Thanks for being our supporters, our friends, our thumbs up is what we always feel like we get from you guys, and it just makes us so happy to see that shared, because this is the Sunday night tradition.
Well, that's right.
It used to be the new.
But now it's just baked into Sunday night. Forget football. This is where it's at.
And the nice part about this show is if you didn't forget football and you forgot us, then you can catch us later on, because we're always at owlcreekradio.podomatic.com.
Well,
we are the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to take my back out of here and put some more Advil in it.
I would recommend some other things like CBD oil and Wobenzyme.
Okay.
That's my natural take.
All of that.
Yes.
Y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.